penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating your bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
NAKPP. NAKPP, testing all there. KF8DS7. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg here off Flint Repeater in Grand Blanc. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Did a little bit of work yesterday on our 200 repeater and we got things working. So the All-Star should be up and running. Just took a handful of us and things are better. Not finished, but better.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's definitely working for sure. Sounding good.
Oh, yeah. This was one of those projects where everything that could go wrong went wrong. Right down to the starting of the programming cable not working. So, but we're good. A lot of help. A lot of high-talented people. So, everybody has their certain level of expertise. So, that's good. Are you in on All-Star or are you in on RF?
RF here. I'm just working off their Flint repeater, 147-380.
Oh, very good. Well, Okay. You're going to have to look at the bubble chart and see where all this goes. So, okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, I'm glad we're in. Yeah, I'm directly in 147-200 repeater, so that's nice. So lots was accomplished. But we know about the long spell stale, but it got to be near 5:36 o'clock, and we just had to let the long spell stale go. So that's the other thing that kind of bothered one of the smarter guys in the room. So, but we'll figure it out. So, but other than that, we're good.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm still learning. I just got my ham license, I guess it's a week ago Friday. So started out at GMRS for a couple months and figured I knew I wanted to get my ham license. So studied for a couple of weeks, took the test, and just got my license a week or so ago. So I'm a newbie.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm an oldie, but I've only been back in it for about a year. So I disappeared out of it. Wife, kids, baseball, hockey, school plays, all that stuff got in the way, so it kind of got tabled. And now all that stuff is in my past. So one day I opened up a drawer, saw an old HT in there, and go, huh. So I gave it a try, and I came back. So I've only been back about a year. So, very good. So, welcome. There's lots to do out there, lots of different avenues, and you'll never get bored. I mean, you're just, and there's no right or wrong, you know. I mean, whatever interests you, go do it, start playing, you know. Some of them only like HF, some of them only like VHF, some of them only like fixing things. I mean, there's no wrong. Wherever it takes you, just make sure you enjoy it.
Yeah, Roger, that very well said, for sure. There's a lot to learn, for sure. I bought a radio that's capable of doing the system fusion and digital and all that. I haven't even figured all that out yet. I know I wanted to get on the HF side, and just going to take it slow for a bit, figure out what kind of antenna I'm going to get and all that stuff. So a lot to learn. Just trying to listen to people out here and pick up what I can.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of digital disciplines out there, too. Just use radio reference as a guide. Use the MIARC. That's another one that will tell you about all of the different principles. I think DMR is really strong up by you. I do know that. I'm not sure about Fusion. Fusion's strong down here. Could be strong up there. Fusion's pretty popular. There's P25, and there's a couple, three of them there that aren't so popular. But the digital is definitely a characteristic, I think, that was taken from the commercial side of the radio business. But nonetheless, it's there. I do have a Fusion radio. I do talk that out once in a great while. But it's just, you know, like a buddy of mine always says, you know, I want the T-shirt. Yeah, I did that. And then find out where you like, and, you know, that'll be your home plate. So.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I like that term. I want the T-shirt. I figured I'd probably try it and see if I like it. Right now, I'm just working off the repeaters here. I want to get to where I can talk further out, whether it's digital or HF. So that's my next step. YouTube's my friend so far. Got a kind of an Elmer out there, but he's been kind of busy with the storms and stuff. But just asking questions and trying to figure stuff out. I'm a fast learner, but Curious George type of guy, you know.
Oh, yeah. And that's the kind of person that this hobby, sport, interest, whatever it is, seems to attract, you know, somebody that wants to learn. How does it work? How does it work? Where can I go? How far can I go? Things of that nature. So it sounds good. Well, congratulations on your ticket. It sounds like you're doing really, really well with it. So, and yeah, this is our ARPCS repeater. I hope I got that right. PSC, ARPSC, from Macomb County. And so we had a lot of effort in it, and there were a lot of things that weren't working. So now there are a lot of things that are working. So all is well, and it sounds much better. I'm on my, I got a mobile, an old XLT 1500 that I turned into a little base station, and even here, it sounds so much better.
Yeah, you definitely sound really clear. So what's the frequency you said? Was it something 200 and it's ARPSC linked to the Detroit area?
Yeah, the frequency that I'm using down here, I'm north of Detroit, probably 3 miles or probably 10 miles north of the actual antenna. But the frequency that I'm using is 147.200, PL tone of 100, and that's the actual repeater. It's downtown Mount Clemens is where it's actually located. So, that's the one that I'm talking on, and that's the one that they use. It's not the one that they use for the actual storm reporting to the Weather Service, but it is the one that all of the local spotters are going to use around here to report to the liaison that goes and talks actually to the Weather Service. But, you know, most of the time, you know, because, you know, the sky doesn't fall every day, most of the time it's just regular amateur use.
Oh, okay, yeah, the 147.380 is the one here, obviously, in the Flint area that I was listening to, at least for, I guess you call it sky-worn stuff. But, yeah, there's another repeater I talk on in Holly. I think it's 443-3500, and that's also linked to some repeaters down in Detroit. I'm trying to learn all this stuff right now, but there's a gentleman I talked to down in Rochester Hills on the Holly repeater.
Just a second. I'll see if I can't figure out what that website is that you can go to that kind of tells you who's connected to who. It's pretty close up to date. There's a few things that are wrong, but just a second.
This is KE8YGV, Davidson, Michigan.
Good morning. Let me give him this call sign. The website, W8CCharlieMaryNancy.net. And that'll get you to the right direction of who's all connected to who. It's W8CMN.net. And go ahead, NAKPP.
Roger that. I got it, W8CMN.net. I'll definitely pull that up and take a look at it. Other station out there was calling from Davidson. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I just turned on the radio and heard your conversation. I noticed that one of you got your license here recently. There's a phone app for your smartphone. It's a repeater book. That doesn't give you which repeaters are connected to which one, but everywhere you go, if you just type in the vicinity, it will give you all the repeaters in that vicinity immediately. So if you're traveling in your car, you can, mobile, you can pick them up that way. You know, it's pretty handy. It gives you the offsets and so forth. So this is Russ out. Back to you, fellas.
Yeah, very good. I I have that app and been using it, so I appreciate the info there. Let's see if I got it.
Yeah, the CM, the C's of WACMN will tell you who's linked to who. So for the most part, it'll tell you about the DMR, which is nothing about Fusion. That's Eastern Michigan link, but the DMR will tell you, you know, it shows you DMR. There's a P25 system here, you know, that costs more money to get into because you have to only buy commercial radio analog. Then they have, like, the M1 system and everything else. So it'll tell you who all is connected to who, so that'll make it easier for you, you know, to find out who's going where. I don't think that this one's on there, though. I have to look. Go ahead, Davison. Take that back.
Oh, I guess that Davison's been signed off there. But, yeah, I appreciate the info for sure. I didn't catch your full call sign there.
I'm not sure which one you were talking to. This is 10-8-KPP, and the caller in Davison, they didn't catch his call either.
Yeah, this is Russ in Davidson, and my call sign is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor, KE8YGV.
Roger that, Russ, KE8YGV. Mine is KF8DSF. I put in for a vanity call sign, so it might change here. So that is my call for now.
Well, it was great meeting you two fellows this morning. I did appreciate that website that shows the repeater links. I noted that, and I appreciate that information. This is KE8YGD. Over.
B is in Victor, or B is in Zebra?
Victor, KE8YGV.
Very good. Okay. All right. Yeah, very good. Yeah, it even shows up lit up when somebody's talking. Like right now, it's showing that I'm lit up the 147-200 on the board. So just hunt around there a little bit. It's a great, useful resource to let you know where you're going. So, and some of them that say never might not be working, but I don't know that. Or maybe it just rebooted and hasn't been connected since then. So, but all is good, gentlemen. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to hand it to KF8B. I can't remember. FF. Go ahead. I'm 18PP. I'll be clear after your two bases.
All right, sir. Well, again, I appreciate the info for sure. I'm just like a sponge right now trying to get all this information, learning everything. So greatly appreciated, N8KPP. This is K8 or KF8DSF. We'll be clear.
This is K8ICB.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
This is Kilo 8, Italy Charlie Bravo monitoring.
N8KBP.
It's working.
things I was showing Dave.
All right.
Okay, who's this?
WFM.
Okay, thank you. Hey Fred, thanks for the update. I was talking with Dave, the EC from Macomb County, telling him all the progress that we had.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8FU.
It's working.
Man, I was bushed. I saw you put out a request for somebody that could hit this thing, and when I got up this morning, I went, oh boy, I went to bed before you sent that out.
That's okay. I just gave up and I went and watched movies. I'm gonna load it up. I wanna see what your signal is into it. Hold on.
Okie doke. Noticing when I unkey, quite a delay in hearing my voice. It's an all-star thing. Hearing my voice coming back to me. Good seconds worth. It's noticeable. Anyhow, I don't know what you need me to do, but let me know.
You should only hear like a second or something. It shouldn't be that much. Alright, I got it open now. Let me see what your signal is.
Are you looking for audio or signal? I can just give you a dead key if you're just looking for signal.
Yep, that worked. I just wanted to make sure it was going from 0 to 255 on the meter. It is. For signal, sorry.
All right, with you in here, I assume you've got the PSL all squared away.
Yep, it's actually connected to the hub right now, just so I was trying to keep an ear on it until I, heard somebody.
Gonna have to get, I need to get an IAX connection for Hoyt on this thing. So I gotta get a line and send it over to them so that we can get a Hoyt connection. I'm just looking here. Is it on the Allman VHF hub? Yep, there we go. I see myself there. Yeehaw. And very good. What else was there? I'll think of it.
No worries. I sent a link in Slack for the little SSD that I've been putting on for the other box, but so you guys can do that. And, yeah, that was it. I'm sitting here doing my taxes.
You guys are slamming me over here with a good signal, modulated volume signal, KE4CYQ.
Okay, Joe, yeah, last night we got the, some important hardware hooked up to the repeater after much struggling with issues, as always occurs, and so now All-Star is a reality, so, but more to come. We got a lot of things we're working on. But the RF portion, is nothing changed there. That should all pretty much be the same.
All right. Going back to playing with my taxes. Woohoo! WFSN.
Morning, gentlemen. Yannick Medias.
Good morning. Audio was a little light. I didn't catch it any, and then I didn't quite catch it.
I said good morning there, Mac Daddy, and 8VDS.
Oh, hey, what's up?
I just heard you guys out there, thought I'd at least say good morning.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I'm fancy meeting you here. It's, this is the last place I'd expect to hear you.
Progress. You gotta love it. All right, leave you to it. Have a good one. And 8VDS.
All right, man, you take care. I see you've been a little busy boy with the storms and all that stuff. Once again, thumbs up, hats off. You guys are doing a thankless. Well, you get a lot of thanks, but still, it's not half of what for all the work you guys put in, all the time you spend keeping systems running all over the state. It's crazy. All right, man. Later. W8FU.
Hey, Sean, KE4ZYQ. You're the only one so far that's got a little static in the background. It's not major by any means. It's very readable and, you know, understandable. But, some reason you got like a static in the background. It's, I don't know, about 5% static in the background, just noticeable. Not sure why though. That's weird.
Yeah, I pumped the power up a little bit. I'm quite a distance from the repeater, so that could be it. But I've pumped the power up now.
Well, your signal was full, and you're getting into the repeater was fine, however you're doing it. And I don't know if the power kicked up your modulation a little bit to cover up the static, but it's not real noticeable. But it's noticeable enough to wonder why you have static, but nobody else. Do I have static in the background on me?
No, but generally static in the background is a function of distance to the receiver, you know. And I'm quite a bit distant, you know, is what I'm saying. So, no, you do not, but you're a lot closer to the repeater than I am, so.
All right, yeah, it did kick your static down. It's very, almost unnoticeable now. All righty, just thought I'd throw it in there, just curious. Thanks, KE4ZYQ. You guys have a good day.
All right. I'm getting on to morning things before it's no longer morning. W8FU.
WFSR. Well, Sean, like King McCullman used to say, more power, more power. Let's say hi, you guys. Thank you. Be pretty tough later.
Hey, Wally, switch over to TJ's. W8FU testing. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I'm on the hotspot.
Okay. Okay. I'm on my all-star node. Cast 1, 2, 3. Seems to sound real good.
Absolutely perfect, bud. All the numbers are there. Your voice, it sounds perfect like you. I mean, the, you know, your voice normally, like I'm talking to you, person. So the node is working right. He's got the levels exact. So good job to the man, whoever did it.
Oh, you know it. So that FF guy knows what he's doing.
When he started asking for an oscilloscope, I thought an noise generator, signal generator, I knew it was going to be spot on.
Okay. Well, this is nice because now I know no matter what, I can have a great signal into the Mecca. Do we still even call it that? Good grief. All right. Very good. Onward. Onward. The big step done. Now we're on to the smaller steps. Good things coming.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. I mean, I think it's going to be real good. Yeah, I'm doing it right now for the All-Star, my base, probably a little bit, the handy talking. I did give Dave the update. He said he had heard you talking to the other Dave yesterday, so he had got the gist of it. And I told him, I said, it started right from the cable. It started right from the RJ45 cable, and it just never stopped. So it sounds good. So I guess the only other thing is, what do you think the squelch tail is? Or is that something to worry about another day?
Yeah, I'm not hearing that today. Today I'm hearing a little echo coming from the controller, the RTCM, but none of that is anything we want to play with or worry about today. Those are optimizations that come later after the major building blocks are all figured and configured and in place. And then after all that's done, then we can worry about optimization tweaks and things like that. So haven't even given it a thought. In fact, I haven't even heard that since we left the office.
Yeah, that's true. I heard it a couple times this morning. I heard it when we were in the shack, so it was there. So I did see that the TJ's machine is still up there working, too. That was all lit up nice and pretty, too, so that was nice. So Paul gave me a really educational tour of what all was what, and that was kind of enlightening. So there was a lot of stuff up there.
Yeah, I always intended on getting you up there to kind of do that dog and pony show. Who'd have thought it would have been like this? So, but this is as good as anything. It's while you're getting something accomplished. All right, very good. Sounds good on All-Star. Excellent, in fact. And you sound really good. I think you're on All-Star as well. So outstanding. Again, like I said, onward and upward. All right, I'm going to get to some things here. W8FU.
Okay, yeah, Dave, I'm going to help him build an All-Star, too, for his place. I think he should have one. So and that way we get going forward there. So, all right, let me know when you want to do the other parts, and I'll be there. Chat later. Have a great day, and thank you, PP.
All right. Hey, Fred, are you listening before I jump out?
Yeah, good.
Do you know if there's any dashboard for this? I mean, I know it doesn't really matter because this is all temporary, but is there any dashboard for this that I could peek at?
I didn't get that far yet.
Right, and I don't know how much time you want to waste on it because this is all temporary. In fact, I'm going to go look at that link and see if we can get that SSD ordered up so we can get the new waste box all ready to go. Might as well just get right on that, get that fixed.
Yep, no worries. I think it's, all I got to do is add, define the node inside Allman main, because I connected the main Allman to that box already for UMP, so for control, at least I've got to add the node into the main Allman.
Okay, very good, very good. This opens up a whole world of possibilities for the ARPST group, so we're going to have to sit down. Their command and control is going to have to sit down and discuss just how much they want to exploit this new found feature.
Yeah, I need to know who is command and control so that I can give them proper control.
Yep, that'll be one of the first orders of business here. We'll, with the new stuff. We'll let it shake out here the next week or so. We're going to work on getting those other receivers online and get the controller up and all that stuff, start to slowly get all that stuff. And then hopefully when we have it all in place and we figure out all the piccadillies and things like that, then meanwhile they'll be working on that end of it. I'm looking to put together some sort of a technical team that is kind of detached from the operational team. Like Tom, for instance, if he's not going to be operational, maybe he'll be technical or something. Wally can, head the whole thing up for the admin side or something. I don't know. We got to talk with Dave and Mike and see how they want to handle that. But I'd like to put together a technical team that can start, kind of grasping and learning this stuff and whatnot.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Sounds fantastic. So thanks for all the help, man. A lot of great effort, man. Thank you. And tell Michelle as well. Don't forget her. All right. W8FU.
She got a piece of lemon cake, so I don't want to hear it. She got her portillos and her lemon cake, so.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
RHK. RHK.
This is KD8, ZMW, monitoring. KD8, ZMW, clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Fox, Todd 8, Charlie Delta, November, monitoring.
KIW, testing. KF8KIW, testing. KF8KIW, testing.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KF8AIW radio test. Thank you very much. I just had to replace coax, and I was just checking to make sure everything's working correctly. Thank you. This is KF8AIW, clear.
No problem, sounding good. KF8AWSH, clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
City, that's the guy, CRO, and They did call you, but I know you couldn't understand them. There's something going on here, so I'm trying to figure out what it was, what happened there, why you couldn't understand anything here on the repeater.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was pretty garbled in dual transmissions on the feed. I heard a lot of garbling, and somebody was gargling while they were talking. Yeah, I never did hear them call on me, though, but something happened there. You must have heard it. I missed it.
Sean, do you hear me okay? Because you sound like you're off frequency.
I'm on my node. I sound perfectly clear coming over the WAHC repeater. And you sound perfectly clear to me. So I'm not sure what that is.
All right. I can't get logged back in to drop the VHF and UHF either, so just have to wait, I guess, until it times out or whatever, because it won't. Alman won't let me back in. Can you leave the bear?
All right, Jeff. We had the Michigan AuxcomNet on the local ARS-PC repeater after Fred and a few of the other guys got together yesterday and got the RTCMs hooked up on the local repeater. But it went south about halfway in. It just was all garbled coming out on the local repeater. So anyhow, that was all. I was just trying to give an update on that. All right, we'll catch you. W8FU.
Yeah, because you're linked to our VHF, right? Did you link it in as well? Because I had it linked in via our Alma.
Well, I am all starred into our repeater, the Mount Clemens repeater, not the UMP, our VHF one. Fred has that repeater linked into your MI2 network.
Correct. And then on Sunday nights for the net, I merged the UHF and the VHF together so they both carry the net. So I didn't know if you were trying to bring the net to that repeater too or what. So if you wasn't, that's normally how we do it. Mike's on UHF. I merged the UHF and the VHF together so we cover it. But I'll drop it here as soon as we're done with the conversation.
No, I'm aware of that. I wanted to let, I just was listening is all. And the VHF side over here has got issues. Nothing to do with what you're doing there. And then Joe here, who's a local member of the Macomb County ARPSC team, wanted to join the net, but the work is clearly not done. The paint hasn't dried on the VHF machine here yet. But, yes, I do know. And I did want to tell Joe that he could go over to the UMP repeater, the UHF repeater. He could have heard it perfectly fine and logged in there. That has always been on that repeater. Okay. Enough on all this. Beating the dead horse. And I will let you go ahead and do what you got to do. Get them disconnected. W8FU.
All right, not really beating a dead horse. A lot of people don't know what's going on, so it's not that big of a deal. It's all cool. All right, I'm going to drop it here. Keep it up here.
Hey, Sean, which of the repeater was that you're talking about, KE4CYQ here?
The UHF Mount Clemens machine, I think it's 43.625. So the KC8 UMP, that repeater carries that Michigan Oxcom net. And this one here, by being connected up to the Central Michigan VHF repeaters today, got it as well. Whether that continues or not will be clear up to Macomb County ARPSC administration going forward. So we'll see. But right now it's just in the testing phase, so that's why.
Yeah, did you say 443.625?
That is correct.
I can't believe I don't think I have that on my repertoire. I have to put that in. I got just about everything else but that, from what I can tell.
Well, normally, everything that you hear on that repeater, you'll hear on the FBI repeaters, 2.6 and 225 and all those, but for that net you were just listening to, we drop it, and that's because of the HF in the background. I don't have my timer set on all my repeaters to ignore the timeout timer, so we just disconnect. But anyhow, there's a lot to it, and we can talk about it some other time, but that's a good repeater to have in your memory, especially if you're with ARPSC, because that carries the MICON net when there's a activation weather event. So MICON occurs on there. It's not something you would check into, but it might be good to keep your ear on. But you definitely it's for county to county information during weather events.
Well, I appreciate you jumping in and giving me that info and letting me know that they apparently called on me, but I'd never heard it, so kind of hard to respond when you didn't hear it, so that's okay. I truly appreciate the info. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, it was a test run because we just got the capabilities added to the repeater yesterday evening after a series of issues, and we were lucky to get the repeater back up, let alone get the all the all-star stuff, everything going. So that was kind of a maiden voyage, you know, and it's got warts, so we got to work. We got to work through those. But anyhow, proof of concept. All right, I'm going to jump out of here. It looks like Jeff still wants to, I know he's doing some roofing work. He probably wants to get to it. So I'm going to let him get to it and disconnect these two systems because it looks like, according to the dashboard, the UHF is still linked up here.
All righty, well, 7-3 again, thank you quite a bit. I truly, truly appreciate it. Coming back and telling me whatever, any info or intel I need to know, I'm open. So thanks, KU4ZYQ, clear up at Lister.
W-A-F-U.
W-A-F-U, KU4ZYQ. Negative contact, W8FU, KB4ZYQ, clear.
I'm here, Joe. I just was doing some system maintenance here. What's up?
Well, talk it up to old age. I do have that frequency in my radio. Why I didn't go to it or check on it or scan it, or I guess it stopped on this one, so that's what I hung out on. So I do have that one. Yeah, so that makes me feel better, 443.625. Thank you for alerting me to what I have that I don't use much but should have went to if that one's the one that was working the best. So thanks again. KE4ZYQ, Claire.
Yeah, Joe, there's a lot going on right now with all the local repeaters and all this linking and stuff, and sometimes we're now getting to the point as these things get more connectivity options, we're going to be getting into conditions where there could be a lot of overlap, and we're going to have to mitigate that. We're going to how to best control that. In the past, the FBI network of repeaters was connected up to the Central Michigan network of repeaters during, you know, green grass time, during times, you know, with just normal operation. And then when we went into we're debating on where to go with it from there, you know, whether to leave it during MyCon activations or whether not to disconnect it to make it available for local ARFPC operations. There's all sorts of hurdles to get over to do that. You've got the but that Mount Clemens repeater, you'll normally hear 2.6 traffic on that repeater during the day, but during that net you were just on, which you may or may not start hearing on this VHF repeater, you'll always hear on that 443.625 repeater on Sunday afternoon. So just keep in mind that's probably the best place to go for that until further notice.
Well, like I said, I appreciate any intel or info and guidance or anything. I'm open to everything. And one thing I made mention to the Macomb County Skywarn group, which it's up to them what they do, obviously, rather than Mount Clemens repeater, is that the smart repeater, even though it's not located on the transmit site located in Macomb County, at least in this area, but they do have a receive site, which is on top of the Henry Ford Hospital. And that linked repeater system is, for the most part, really good for its communication and linking capability. Obviously, it's got the Macomb site here on Henry Ford, Royal Oak site, and then Novi. So they got three transmit, or receive sites, excuse me, and one transmit all over on the PNC building. So, but it's very well usable site with some ID identification on each receive site. And I've talked to the guy, Bob, that curates it, takes care of it, maintains it and all, and he's willing to fix it or get it up and running when there's a problem with one of the sites, if any. So just an FYI, but thank you for the intel. Again, like I said, I'm riding the wave like everybody, so knowledge is good, guidance is better, and listening is helps a lot. KE4ZYQ.
Technical committee that can discuss all those things and you know, and then pass decisions like that on to the administration, APR, you know, admin for, or I should say command for ARPSC. There's just all sorts of issues, you know, that have to be mitigated talking about these things. I know we've talked about some of them, you know, as a system owner. We talked about some of these things, so these things are best not hashed out on the air, because everybody, you know, there's a lot of facts. A lot of people don't have, you know, 50% of the facts or whatnot. So those will be discussed and figured out as time goes on. All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you again. I'm going to get out of here. W8FU.
Yeah, Sean, and one of these days I may get to one of the breakfasts on Saturday, God willing, and health and time and weather and all. So, 73, KE4ZYQ.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.